16. Luke chapter 16. Kevin, can you come up here, please? I've got some papers to hand out. The normal guy that passes out, he's in the back. So I don't know why he did that, but he did. Can you hand one out to everyone? As you know, these are the notes, Luke chapter 16. And you won't need my notes. You don't have to have my notes to understand the Bible. I give my notes so that Sister Bensie can go home and fix all my mistakes. Luke chapter 16 this morning. As you can see, the title of the morning's message is Truth Is. Truth Is. The Lord Jesus is dealing with the most sorry rascal, Pharisees, Sadducees, scribes, and, well, the typical scoffer that's in the crowd. You know, you can have 1,000 people in a crowd and always have at least 100 to 200 of those that are smarter than God. What a mess we live in today when we even our own selves and our own flesh and our own thoughts sometimes will lead us into thinking that we don't need God, we got it all figured out. Well, beloved, I want you to know there never comes a moment in time where you can do anything without God. There's never a moment in time that you can say, God, I'm good. Because in reality, friends, there's no good within us. He puts all that good in us. Now, there's a lot of folks that got a great sense of humor, or they've got some great wisdom, or they've got great this and great that, great talent to sing, great talent to dig a ditch or rake some leaves. We got a great talent to take the trash out. You got a great talent to of mercies. And as we see in the scriptures, all the different talents that are there. But you have no talent outside of God. But boy, I tell you what, He'll fill you with the talent, the compassion at the same time to make others better rather than thinking that you're all that, then some and a bag of chips. I don't know what statement they're using today, honey, but I've been using that for 30 years probably. I got to come up with something that's more with the times kind of idea. Does that still work? All that, then some and a bag of chips? Okay. All right. Happy meal, chicken tender happy meal with fries and a Sprite, as Matthias would say. Here in Luke chapter 16, we see the fact that the truth is. Look at verse 14, if you would, with me. And the Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all these things, and they derided him. What had they heard? Well, they had heard the world system. Right. And, beloved, remember, the world system is what your flesh wants. We want the materials of this world. And then the Lord Jesus not only mentioned of the wicked steward and the wicked master, really. This system that the Pharisees and the Sadducees followed, rather than what God had given, rather than the truth, they decided to follow in such a way that it made them better. If you've ever noticed, it seems like there are just some of those that like what they got and they want more at your expense. Boy, do we not see that today? This young man is showing all the fraud that was in Minnesota, and now he's out in California and he's finding all this fraud. So much so, President Trump has got now a new fraud unit. And J.D. Vance, which I pray will be our next president, I pray that this fraud unit really shows it and people get sick of it. What I don't understand, and if y'all have got the knowledge, maybe I need y'all to set me straight. How in the world can fraudsters, corrupt money grabbers, how these wicked people can stay out of jail? Please let me know if you've got a solution to it. But the only reason why they stay out of jail is because they are following the world system. And the devil loves every bit of it because it does nothing but create havoc and devastation and catastrophe. And it makes the followers even more sheeple than what they would be otherwise. And it puts a target on the back of the Christian that reads his Bible and prays. Amen. That's the world we live in, beloved. He mentions in verse 14 again, and the Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all these things and they derided him. How dare you? We'll get into this idea of derision here in just a moment. This idea of deriding is wicked. And he said unto them, verse 15, ye are they which justify yourselves before men. But God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination. It's abomination in the sight of God. The law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. Well, there were so many, thank God, that heard the truth and believed. See, the truth is, Jesus Christ is the only truth. And there are men and women that look into it, and the Lord Jesus shows them the gospel, shows them their plight, shows them their condition. And all you can say is, Lord Jesus, please save my soul. Forgive me, boy. Lord Jesus, please, you're the only one that can. That's the truth. Verse 17, and it is easier for heaven and earth to pass than one tittle of the law to fail. Why? Because that law came from God. Verse number 18, whosoever putteth away his wife and marrieth another committeth adultery, and whosoever marrieth her that is put away from her husband committeth adultery. Father, help us to see the truth this morning in this context of verses. In Jesus' name, amen. So the Lord Jesus is having to deal with the old sorry rascal of a Pharisee, Sadducee. That Sanhedrin was a mess. We can thank Jethro and Moses for that. Moses, you're not able to judge all these people. You're going to need some help. In my humble opinion, Moses, in my great wisdom of many, many years, and this old gray hair on my head would tell you, you're only one man and you cannot handle being the judge over Israel, being in charge. So I recommend you have so many out of each tribe who can help you with the lesser matters. Boy, we know what the court system's like today, don't we? Most judges, they declare their judgments based on their politic, based on what they think. This world system in the first 10, 12 verses of this chapter. They want that system that says, you know what, you owe me 100, only pay 80% of it. Oh, you owe me 100, so only pay 50% of it. There's no fairness. And by the way, I've said it many times, there is no fairness in this world. I mean, we all know of the fairness that's not there because I'm so good looking that Brother Ray's not. It's just not fair. I understand that. That all this good looking man that's before you and all this muscle, it's just not fair, is it? Have you ever said, Lord, it's just not fair? We get to heaven's glory, beloved. We're going to be with Him forever in a place that there is no sin. Amen. That new heaven and that new earth that we've got to look forward to, where the Lord Jesus is the light, where we live in a time, we'll be living in a time for eternity where sin cannot wreck our bodies, where sin cannot rule our paycheck, and where corruption will never be again. Because it'll be cast off into the lake of fire along with that sorry devil that's brought it all about. Amen. Of course, man, he just jumps in and has a heyday in it. It's amazing to me as I hear of things going on, or you might see this video or that video of the debauchery and the wickedness that's going on throughout the entire world. Yeah. God is merciful. Because at this point in time, I'd have started the end times if I was the Lord. But thank God David's not the Lord, because he'd have done brought judgment, whereas God's, because of his great compassion. His great passion. Because today it would be the weekend before. There's two Sabbaths in that week. There's the Holy Sabbath, which is once a year, and then there's the Sabbath of the last day of the week. I'd have done sent them all to hell. But then I get to thinking that when I was conceived, God had every right to send me to hell. Because I was conceived in sin, and so were you. Thank God for His mercy and His grace. Thank God that we get to stand today freely in a country, which, by the way, it doesn't happen everywhere. You all understand that across this globe, there are preachers that cannot stand and preach and read from this old King James Bible. It's got power in it. They'd be for fear of being shot in the head. There are Christians all over this world that are being burnt, beat, and killed. Why, we're not too far from that, just 86 miles away from Dearborn Heights, where a large contingent of those that hate Christians right now are at bay. Thank the Holy Spirit for doing His job and holding back that corruption. But I'm telling you, we live in a day and age, beloved, where Christians are being, even in the state of Michigan, are being harmed, beaten, and hurt. Beloved, thank God for His mercy this morning. Truth is, though, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the scribes, the religious, the Democrat, the Republican, the world, your flesh deride the Lord Jesus. We saw that in verse number 14. And the Pharisees also, who were covetous, heard all these things, and they derided Him. I included you and I's flesh in that because we want wickedness over righteousness. We do.
Amen. Amen.
This idea to deride is to mock. To scoff. What an idiot. How dare he? To ridicule. You know that ain't so. That's why, really, verse 18, why in the world would he talk about whosoever putteth away his wife? Why would he have to go into this bill of divorcement? Why would he have to go into this? Well, I'll tell you here in just a minute. But these ones, they want to ridicule and scoff and mock Him. You know what they're saying? To the Lord Jesus Christ, when He's deriding Him, you know what the Pharisee, the Sadducee, the scribe, the religious, the Democrat, the Republican, the world, your flesh, you know what you're really saying? You idiot. You're so stupid. That's what you're saying to the Lord Jesus Himself. Truth is, whether you like it or not, if we're not careful, Lord, You ain't strong enough to handle my problems. I'm going to do it. Lord, I'm strong enough. I can handle these burdens on my own. Lord, don't You know I'm pretty smart about a few things? I'll ask You for Your help when I need it. Boy, are we so foolish. Being down with my back, I was mentioning in Sunday school, if I drop something, I either go find my grabbers or have my precious wife or one of my grandson or whoever's around. I've dropped things and said, Caden, can you come over here and pick this up? I'm so proud of that boy. He's growing up. He's becoming a little bit of a man. Got a long ways to go. We know his daddy and his pastor for that matter. But he'd jump over there and go to picking up Kevin and Kyle and Kenny. They'd go over there and they'd grab it. If I drop something, Sister Bensie would do her best to go pick it up for me. There's been times when I definitely couldn't clean behind my ears, and Miss Jamie had to do that. You know, it has been amazing to me to learn how weak, how fragile, how pathetic I really am. But until you get into that position, you'll never see the truth. You'll never appreciate the truth. Truth is, you can't, but God can. Boy, how many times we've fallen. These arrogant fools that we're speaking of, the Lord Jesus, they're deriding the Creator. They're scoffing God. The very God they're supposed to stand for. These arrogant fools, they are fakes and frauds. I tell you, beloved, and I pray always for mercy and grace because I can be a fake and I can be a fraud and so can you. But I get a kick out of going to pastors' fellowships or camp meetings or this and that. And you got all these guys that think they're all that, then some in a bag of chips. I've told you many times about the young preacher boy that told me, I got a message. I said, oh, you do? What is that message? God can. Over there in Psalm 78, can God prepare a table in the wilderness? I got this message. God can. And I listened to him for a moment. This is about 2001-ish. And I looked at him and I said, man, that's a real message. That's a good message. But did you know that message was preached in 1973? Gotcha. But that's who we are. We try to take this and we're nothing but a bunch of fakes and frauds. And I see it more so. I see it more so in the preachers in the pulpit. Independent Baptist, Southern Baptist, Nazarene, Lutheran, Methodist, United Methodist, whatever name is over the door, you see a whole bunch of fakes and frauds. I remember coming up down south and you learn the phrase, bless her heart, bless his heart. You know what they're doing? They're scoffing you. They are deriding you. I always got amazed and that's not all the time. Bless your hearts. Bless your heart, Kenny. What am I going to do with you? Bless your heart, Caden. We have no clue as to what to do with you. Bless your heart, Josh. No way I ever have a clue. Sometimes it does read like, bless your heart, I got to help you. But those ones that do that, for the most part, I'm better than you. And that dear sister, half a mile long tongue, y'all know that sister? And that brother know everything, no more than God knows, brother. You know that one? Well, bless your heart, preacher. Your God will set you straight. And he sent me to set you straight. Some of them old ladies back there in the South that I was around that had nothing but a nasty attitude. It was a fake and a fraud. Truth is, God's never a fake or a fraud. These ones, they make themselves look brilliant. I love the ones that basically worship wisdom. But it's never God's wisdom. By the way, if you're in the Word, you're not going to worship wisdom, but you sure will worship the God of wisdom. Right. But these ones, they make themselves look brilliant. They come up with some doctrine, or they come up with some thought, and everybody goes, ooh, oh, wow. And then you study your Bible a little bit like the Bereans in Acts 17 to see whether they be so or not. And you find out them to be fools. Boy, I've heard some things. And I've told you from the pulpit and I've even named names. Listen, beloved, that's a fake and a fraud. They make themselves look holy. That poor Karis. If only she could be as holy as I am. Isn't that the attitude? Okay, I got to be careful here. I had a thought go through my head and a statement. Now I got to figure out how to clean it up. They think their breath don't stink. Y'all know what I mean? Was that clean enough? You know, I don't smell, you do. And they reek of the sewage of sin. Back home, there was a song leader that everybody... They would vote all the different officers. They were vote crazy. My thing is, and Pastor Charlie was of this mindset, if he knew somebody had a talent, they're the ones going to do that job. And I've told you at 11 years old, Pastor Charlie put a hymn book in my hand. He says, here, figure out how to lead singing. Because he knew something. This song leader over a period of time found out he had a couple different lovers. Then it got to a point where sin kept him out of the church. Pastor Charlie would call me on Saturday. He says, David, I need you to lead singing again tomorrow. Hey, you going to be at church Wednesday night? I need you to lead singing. David, would you get with Sister Alice and Brother Gary and have them get some music together? And we'll have some specials. Hey, David, when you get a chance, I want you to learn this hymn and sing it. Brethren, we have met to worship and adore Lord our God. Boy, I loved singing that when he told me to. It will be worth it all when we see Jesus. I'm sorry about being a little pitchy there. But I remember some of them old songs that Pastor Charlie says, I like this song. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more. Boy, I love it. I love them old songs. It's amazing to me how many people today don't. But they show themselves to be brilliant. They show themselves to be holy. And they definitely show themselves to be upright. By the way, this is the Pharisee. This is the Sadducee. This is the scribe. This is the religious. This is the Democrat. This is the Republican. This is the world. And this is you and I's flesh. The Lord Jesus knows the truth, though. And the Lord Jesus sees the heart of these fools. Verse 15, and he said unto them, ye are they. By the way, this is rough preaching right here. You, and these are they which justify themselves before men. They show themselves to be brilliant. They show themselves to be holy. They show themselves to be upright. I'm amazed at all the different stories I've heard over the years of this preacher having an affair with a secretary, an adulterous relationship with the secretary. All for many, many years. And it's finally found out over time. I'm amazed at the stories that I've heard about that song leader and other song leaders across the country. Hearing of stories of the pastor run off with the piano player. Now, honey, that might be why I've never had a piano player. Although I'm having a godly, holy affair with the pastor's wife. Just want you to know that. And I encourage hugging and kissing amongst husbands and wives. Husbands and wives, fellas. You wait. And God will bless it. God will bless it like you've never seen before. The Lord Jesus says, hey, buddy, you justifying yourself before men. Now watch what he says. But God knoweth your heart. Didn't Samuel tell that to Saul? Saul, what's that bleating of the sheep I hear? Man looketh upon the outward appearance, whereas God looketh upon the heart. You know, after a while, people show their true colors, don't they? He mentions here in this verse, for that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. The Lord Jesus sees the heart of these fools. The fools of this day, they loved money. We saw that in the first part of the chapter. They loved silver. They loved gold. They loved the materials of this earth. That's why he mentioned you cannot serve God and mammon. You will either love the one and hate the other, or you'll hold to the one and despise the other. You can't have two masters. Well, I don't know about you, but this is pretty convicting, because there's been times when there's been things more important to David than there has been to God, than God. I know that. Many of you knew Joe Cross, and there were days where I'd spend hours up here playing until he'd get tired, and I'd take him home, and then we'd come back and do it the next day. At that time, I was watching Tommy Boy quite a bit, changing his diaper right here. I'll never forget one day, Brother Joe was trying to help me with a chord progression and how to do this and how to do that. And old Tommy had a blowout. Right here. Oh, that poor kid. And there were times when I was playing baseball that baseball was more important. Times when I was playing basketball. Times when I was playing golf. Times when I was playing football. Times when I was swimming. Times when I... You get the point? There is not a human has ever lived, is living, or will live that hasn't had that problem. The Lord Jesus knows your heart. Now, he mentions this to those men who are supposed to know the law, correct? They're supposed to know of God's promise of the Lord Jesus, and he was right there in front of them. The Messiah was right there in front of them. Beloved, he mentions in verse number 17, and it is easier for heaven and earth to pass than one tittle of the law to fail. Not one part of the law will ever fail, because it's from the heart and mind of God. Why do we need that? Well, we need that because the law is a schoolmaster. And it teaches us of our need of the Lord Jesus. It shows us our need of salvation. It shows us being those of sin. Anybody in here have never lied? Don't raise your hand because you're going to lie. Anybody in here ever cuss? Anybody in here ever fuss? Anybody ever have unrighteous anger? How dare they pull in front of me? How dare they take the last bag of taters? How dare they take the last bag of rice? Don't they know that's from my house? We get a sale papers out and people will run here and run there. How many times have people run off and bought 85 bundles of toilet paper? Hey, that's a lot of wiping and blowing noses going on, amen? And then they're upset. Well, can I bring it back? And Costco and Sam's Club. No, you done bought it. Foolishness. Foolishness. The law is a schoolmaster to tell us our need of the Lord Jesus, who we really are. Now, these Pharisees, Sadducees, and the law that's here, they don't see themselves that way. Truth is, they are that way, though. Truth is, the law will never fail. Do we need the law? Absolutely. It's to teach us of our need of God. It is also to give us very godly instruction on how a man and a woman ought to live. How a man ought to be a leader. By the way, men, if you're not a leader, you need to get on your knees and you need to ask God to forgive you for being a mouse of a man. Now, I didn't say anything about being overbearing and dictatorial. I didn't say anything like that. But there's a whole lot of men today that are a bunch of mousy men. Amen! People don't like to hear that today. That's why our church has a few empty pews in it. Because the women don't like their men being strong. Because the men refuse to be men. They're much like that was mentioned in the Babylon and in the book of Jeremiah, how that men were made into women. A dear friend of mine wrote a book on the feminization of America. Feminization of America. Ladies, you need godly men. Ladies, you better want a godly man. Ladies, you want a strong man. And you know, fellas, we got to be careful we not be too strong. And the Bible's very clear about that. How that the wife is the weaker vessel. You can be overbearing. I love being around those couples where the man is so much in charge that when he looks over at her, she shuts her mouth. Now, I will say we've taken that too far because sometimes, ladies, you can say too much. And your husband has to say, all right, that's enough. Well, the same goes for the fellows where the wife, I've seen some videos and it just laughed. This is the international sign for help. I'm abused, right? It's not this. This is the opposite. This. By the way, you never make a fist like this. Anybody got an idea why? You're going to break your thumb, right? Now what we learn? Boy, you go to punch like. So what's this? It's the international sign for I'm abused. Just kidding. Jamie will say, no. He'd probably say, hit me harder. Can we fight? No. Because I'm going to tell you what, I pick a fight. If you've ever made up, you'll pick a fight. That's what Brother Billy Kelly used to always say. Beloved, we live in a day and age. Seen some videos. Older, distinguished woman. This is the international sign. And in the background, her husband's going. And she turns around. And she turns back around to say something. And he goes like this again. And then in this one video I saw, she got up and saw he was doing it. Got up and run the best she could. And he runs off. And it's somewhat humorous. But you know, it's a sad day when a woman rules the house so much that our man's nothing but a mouse. But that's what society wants. Truth is, strong male leadership is not what we want. That's why they hate President Trump. He ain't doing everything right. I don't expect him to. I can tell you right now, though, in my lifetime, I've never known a president that cared more about me. Whether you like it or not, and people are going to hate him. We're on Facebook right now, and there's a bunch of them out there. They just hate him because haters will hate. Did you know that? Just hate him. I hate what happened to Tiger Woods this week. He had an accident. We don't know what's going on there. Sometimes we all can be our own worst enemies, amen? And everybody's already jumping on him and jumping on him and jumping on him. And the society that says, you know, we just need to be a help. But the problem is he's been seen in public with Trump, so now they're going to hate on him. Christian, if you carry a Bible, they're going to hate on you. The Lord Jesus said that. The world hates me. Therefore, the world's going to hate you. No part of the law will ever fail. So the Lord Jesus here points out their hypocrisy. He mentions to them, again, going back to verse 15, and he said unto them, ye are they which justify yourselves before men. Right. He points out their arrogance. Because these Sanhedrin, these scribes and Pharisees, these Democrats and these Republicans, they want to show themselves as these great leaders. I don't understand it. Without getting too political this morning, I don't understand what the problem is in presenting a driver's license to vote. The problem is that other vote of the illegal is what keeps them in office. They like that because they want the money and the power. Kevin, stop messing up my tongue and lips so I can preach, okay? Stop it. Mower. The money and power. Yeah, that ranks right up there with that best snow throwing lawnmower, right, Brother Ray? They don't like, why? Because it doesn't fit their narrative. It doesn't fit their agenda. And it keeps them in power. Who'd ever thunk we'd have a time in America where an illegal, and by the way, there's legal ways of coming. And they're upset about it, and they won't pass this. And now TSA is not being funded. Thank God for strong leadership. Well, I don't think we ought to be over in Iran. Do you all understand there's not been a day in my life that the saber-rattling Iranians haven't threatened nuclear holocaust to Israel or to Saudi Arabia or to Europe or even to the United States? Do you know that? I was born in 1969, and there's not been a time when there's not been an enemy constantly on our back. The Russians, the way they want to do things. Thank God for this. But you know, the Lord Jesus, he points out their arrogance. Forgive me by saying this, but I chuckle, I laugh when Chucky Schumer gets up there to give his piece, and he hadn't got anything to say. The word salad of a Kamala Harris, and then the spinelessness of Republicans. I've had so many people in the last couple of years, some young people, gripe and complain about how much taxes is taken out of their paycheck. And after they get done, I usually say, well, learn how to vote. Yeah. But you need to understand, that's the world system, beloved. Truth is, that's a world system because it does not have the truth in it. And I'm talking about the truth of God, not the truth of what you think is truth. Beloved, the Lord Jesus points out their hypocrisy, their arrogance, their unrighteousness by their flippant, wicked use of the law. I go back, how do these people stay out of jail? How did the Pharisees stay out of the jail? How did the publicans stay out of jail? You know, that's why the story of Zacchaeus means so much to me. That's why the calling of Matthew means so much to me. The Lord Jesus can save anybody. And the publican was known for, hey, Kenny, you owe $100 in taxes, and he may only owe 10 or 20. Much like the wicked steward here of Luke chapter 16. Truth is, that's the world system. Truth is, that world system's without God. Truth is, you do it God's way, there's blessings, not cursing. many of these fools were living in an adulterous relationship. That's why you have verse 18. Look at verse 18 with me. Whosoever putteth away his... Now read the words that are there. Read them. Don't read between the lines. Whosoever putteth his wife away and marrieth another committeth adultery. It would, God willing, praise King Jesus, it'll never happen. But I get this wild hair. I get stupid. I get hypocritical. I get arrogant. I get unrighteous. And I said, you know what? I don't want Jamie no more. Here's a bill of divorcement. And that's what they were doing. Remember now, in this culture, a woman had no say about anything. I don't think that's, it's always 100%, 100% in a marriage. But these fellas were getting rid of this wife, and they were saying, kicking her off to the curb, and then bringing another one in. And there were some that would have three and four wives, and they had one in the story. Does anybody remember a guy named Ahasuerus? And the queen, he bid her to come, Queen Vashti, to come and see him, and she didn't do it. What did he do? Well, fine, I'll just find me another wife. Now, it was God's plan for Esther and Mordecai to see Israel, because God knew the future. Praise God for that. But Abraham did the same thing. Well, Sarah, if you're not going to give me children, then I'm going to need a woman that can give me children. And what happened? Ishmael's born out of it. And that's what's fighting over in the Middle East right now. It's been fighting over there for years. Ishmael is Palestine. By the way, it was called Palestina. There is no such thing as a Palestinian. It's a lie. The group of people that were brought in by the Assyrians, they were brought in by the Babylonians, brought in by the Medes and Persians, brought in by the Greeks and the Romans to basically thin out the bloodline. And it was one of Satan's ways of trying to get rid of the Jew, which was God's people. There's no such thing as a Palestinian. There's just a bunch of Syrians over there, a bunch of Saudi Arabians over there, and the list goes on and on and on. And because of that, we still have Isaac and Ishmael fighting. That's what we have. If don't believe me? That's fine. Get in your Bible and go read some world history, and that's what you're going to find. Many of these fools were living in an adulterous relationship, getting rid of their wives here, getting rid of their wives. That's it. I've had enough of Jamie. She left those 25 pairs of shoes in my way one too many times. No, she doesn't. She gets in her chair, though, and she'll kick them off, and I'm probably sleeping in my chair, and I hear thud, thud. She just took her shoes off. I just got to remember where they fell so I don't trip over them. That's funny right there. Now, I don't care who you are. Fine, I'm going to find me another one. I'm going to tell you something right now, friend. There's no way in my life I'd ever find. I was given. Now, ladies, just hear me out. I was given the greatest woman to ever walk the earth. And I'm not just saying that so she'll bake me some cookies. I'm just saying that because I've watched her grow. And I've watched her love, and I've watched her be my friend for so many years. In August, there'll be 40 years of dating. You know what? Maybe I should consider, no, I better not. No, no. I've met some of the women out there today, and they crazy between the ears. I got one that's smart, beautiful. I can't say those other two words. Yeah, I was thinking that. Get a room. Hey, beloved, these that I'm speaking of, they misused the law and justified their life by their corrupt flesh. God says, this is an abomination what you're doing. Destroying families. Beloved, I hate divorce. It happens. There is the one that leaves the other. There are those things that do happen. But this kind of foolishness, they would just give a bill of divorce. The Lord Jesus said, no. That's not the way the law is. You go ahead and get rid of her, and you're living in adultery. Why did he do that? Did he do that to convict us in 2026? He gave us a principle on marriage. Understood? But he's getting on them because they're all high and mighty. They're all that, then some in a bag of chips. I'm going to get a t-shirt that says that. They did. They thought they were everything. Lord Jesus said, you're the man. Like Nathan did to David. David, this man's taken a sheep. And he's done this. Where is he at? I want to know. I'm going to have that man's head. And Nathan points his finger at him. He says, thou art the man. See, that's why we don't like truth. Because truth always shows us to be wrong and God to be right. Truth is, they misuse the law. We know anybody that misuses the law and justifies their life? Again, can you tell me, how is Governor Walz of Minnesota not in jail? How is Barack Obama not in jail? How is Hillary not in jail? Remember, the world system protects the world's people. How does all this happen? It's crazy. It's a crazy, because if you and I don't pay up the tax man on April 15th, you're going to go down to the Crossbar Hotel. And the amenities down there at that hotel, they're not like the amenities at a Hilton. These misused, these showed themselves. Now listen, this is important to understand. They always showed themselves to be angels of light, but were truly devils within. Ravening wolves. Beloved, I want to say the last 11 weeks has been a blessing. And I never thought, the first couple weeks walking around the house, Mike and Terry were there, and Terry was being a great help to Jamie and I, and we were figuring things out. And boy, I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord so much for you and how you prayed and did all that. And boy, I do, y'all. Thank you. You know who's for real and who's not. You know who the hypocrite is and who's not. To watch my boys, Ray and Rachel, I hope you're okay with that. But my boys grow and become men. Pastor, what do you need? On Friday, MSJR has taken a month off. And I was praying, Lord, what do I do? Because I didn't know what Kenny's work schedule was, or Kyle's work schedule, or Kevin's work schedule. And it was such a blessing. Kenny didn't work on Friday. I was going to have the class all by myself. Got a class of about 18 to 20 students. How am I going to do this, Lord? Because I'm teaching martial arts from sitting in a chair. And that's not me. That's not me. Because I have to get up and what's he doing now? Oh, he's doing sidekicks. What's he doing? He's doing front kicks, but they just ain't very high. I will get out there, and the other day I was showing him shuffle sidekick, but this is the speed I was doing it at. So Friday, Kenny texts me, Pastor, I don't work, I'll be there. Hey, you know who your friends are when you're in need. That individual is not a hypocrite. That individual is not arrogant. That individual is not trying to live by some kind of a righteous life that they have no bit. They try to portray themselves. And there are so many people. Wasn't her speech so good? She didn't say anything. Again, I'd like to know, how are these sorry scoundrels asking for blood on the street, not in jail? Inciting death of a shooter going into a Christian school. Inciting and praising the death of Charlie Kirk. But that's the world system. Truth is, every individual is capable of being this fool. But there's hope. I don't have to remain this way. Matter of fact, I'm kind of hoping that I get more and more and more and more and more like the Lord Jesus Christ. But boy, when I do, I see more and more and more and more of my foolishness. You get around light, and it really starts showing the zits on your face. You get around light, It shows the bruises that sin will cause. You get around a bunch of light, you'll see imperfections in your flesh. You get around light, you see all the destruction and danger. Truth is, truth. Every individual is capable of justifying sin before man and God Almighty. You don't understand, Pastor. She just will not hold my hand anymore. I said to one gentleman, I said, when was the last time you just walked up and grabbed her hand? I'm the one that's right. She's wrong. And she thinks she's always right. Dude, really? Or you get that wife, she says, can you believe what my husband did? And just going on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Honey, when was the last time you hugged him and you told him that you loved him? Every one of us is capable of justifying sin before man and God. We say silly things. Hey, that's just the way I am. I'm going to give him a piece of my mind. Through the Lord, and this is the blessing. This is the blessing in this passage. Through the Lord Jesus Christ, this individual will help. Through the Lord Jesus Christ, this individual will find help and hope. Being rescued from this lawlessness. We have a lot of lawlessness in our nation. And you know where it started? Preachers. Many preachers decided to be soft in the pulpit. Many Christians decided to be soft in the truth. Being deceived at every whim. Oh, there's a new version out? Oh, I need to get that. ESV, you know, English Standard Version? Every 2 years they have to put a new one out. NIV does it. New King James is there's nothing new to it. It's the same thing. ESV, NIV, ASV, it don't matter. They all are a bunch of HIV versions. Always creating sin. But through the Lord Jesus, this individual will find help. Truth is, there's help nowhere else. And by the way, those of you who have helped me, praise the Lord, thank you so much. But you'd have never helped me if Jesus Christ hadn't made a difference in your life. We are selfish at heart. But it's encouraging to know that the Lord Jesus can fix somebody. Now there's a bunch of us in here still got a lot of fixing to do. I would never mention any names, Ray Mills. But at least we can go blue in the Final Four. Didn't they make it to the Final Four? Or they play today to go to the Final Four. Illinois is going to the Final Four. Just thought I'd throw that out at you. They won. They beat Iowa. But every individual can get help. Hey, you know, every individual can get help. All these people that are following these sorry rascals, there's no hope. You know what their hope's in? An EBT card. I don't know. The way I was raised, I don't want food stamps. I want a job. Hey, I don't want you to cook fish for me. Would you teach me how to fish? Help and hope. And you know, we are rescued. Did y'all know that we're all a bunch of rescues?
Yes.
Are y'all listening? We're all a bunch of rescues from the pound. Death was in our future. Hallelujah. And what's the blessing is as God saw my heart, He brought the truth to me so that I wouldn't remain on death's row. But now, I'm on my way to heaven. I'm on my way to that new earth. I'm on my way to that new Jerusalem to see those new heavens and have a new light shining, which a new light's already shining. But can you imagine being around that light where there's never darkness. I'm going to be so happy that my new body will never get tired. I'm not even going to need to sleep. Y'all ever think about that? I tell you, when I'm hoping, there's no clock. We're going to live for eternity. So they don't have a clock to go forward and go back. They don't have a clock to tell me this and to tell me that. We're not even going to have a calendar in heaven. I can hear some people now, whether you're watching or maybe I can hear some preachers saying, well, how do you know there's no clock and no calendar? When you live forever with the Lord Jesus, who cares what time of day or night it is? Because it's always going to be daytime. Who cares whether it's March 29th or not? Which, by the way, is day number 79 for me post-op. No, I'm not counting. Friday, I don't have to wear this thing no more. Oh, glory to God. There's hope and there's help. We're rescued from the lawlessness. We'll be rescued from the wickedness. And we'll be rescued from a fleshly life. That's God. Truth is, I hope I don't live my life to please you. I pray I live my life to please the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Now, because of that, I know I'm going to live my life to make you better. Hey, beloved, the truth is, you need the Lord Jesus. You don't need the world system.
That's right.
If you're married today, Brother Ray, don't put her away, man. That's a great one. She's not as good as Jamie, but she's pretty close. Okay. She's all right. She's better? Oh, yeah. We're going to go out back later. We'll find out. Kenny won't do it. Josh, are y'all with me this morning? I want to finish with this thought. You need truth. We don't need what our flesh thinks is truth. But we need what the Bible thinks is truth. Father, I love you. Thank you for this message. I pray this word will help our hearts today. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Let's stand to our feet. If God's working in your heart, why don't you come down here to this old-fashioned altar and do business? If God's working in your heart, this old-fashioned altar down here has seen families put together, souls saved, men and women called to the ministry. Men and women being shown what their ministry is in their hometown or on their neighbor's street. God's dealing with your heart. Would you come on this morning? Every head bowed, every eye closed. We'll pray here in just a minute. We'll go down and eat some dinner. I've gone a little bit longer. Please forgive me. Truth is, you need God's truth. Not your truth. Not the world's truth. Not a president's truth. Not a politician's truth, not a governor's truth, not a police officer's truth, not mama and daddy's truth. Truth is, you need the truth of heaven, the truth of God's heart, the truth that only the Lord Jesus can give us. God's dealing with your heart. You come on. Beloved, as God's dealing with your heart, you come on. No one comes in a moment, we'll end the invitation. But I pray that David, myself, I don't live by the truth of Dr. Tabb, the truth of Pastor Williams, the truth of Pastor Charlie, the truth of Brother Ralph, the truth of Brother Billy Kelly and Dr. Seitler. I pray that my truth is not what Pastor Cooper had, but I pray my truth is what the Word of God has. And I thank God for those men. Because God used them to show His truth to me. But I don't live my life to please them. I live my life to please the Lord Jesus. And to thank the Lord Jesus for those great men and women that God's brought my way. Truth is, you need the Lord Jesus. Father, you've been so good and kind to us, and we praise you for the word. Thank you, Lord, that we were able to sit here this morning and hear the word of God read aloud without fear of being shot or killed or harmed or hurt. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for that, because there may come a day when there's persecution for opening our doors and preaching out of a King James Bible. Lord Jesus, thank you for the truth. And I pray, God, that we would not live our lives to justify our lives before men and commit such abominable acts. But Lord Jesus, we would allow your truth to work in us that we might please you, might glorify you, so that we become better and so that the gospel is given to the lost. Please, Lord Jesus, be glorified and praised for what you have done with us with your truth. Got a long ways to go. I pray we be open to your guidance, to your teaching, to your wanting to make us better through your truth. Thank you again, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.